From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama meets today with Afghan President Hamid Karzai in the Oval Office. Karzai is on a four-day tour of Washington, and NPR's Jackie Northam reports he's being given the red carpet treatment in an effort to smooth out rocky relations between the two countries.
There has been a swirl of receptions, dinners, and high-level meetings since Karzai and a large contingent of his cabinet arrived in D.C. Monday. Today will be no different. He's due to sit down for a meeting with President Obama this morning, then hold a joint news conference before lunch. But a few weeks ago, relations were rock bottom, and it looked as though the visit could be called off. On Tuesday, Karzai indicated that relations were on an even keel.
We'll be having disagreements on issues from time to time, but that is the sign of a matured relationship.
Karzai is due to meet members of Congress tomorrow. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
A gruesome attack in Baghdad today, even as people are burying the dead following a heavy death toll in attacks earlier this week. Today, a booby-trapped corpse explodes near a shop, killing three people and wounding 23 more. Here's NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad.
This morning, Iraqis noticed a body lying near a food shop in the largely Shiite Shula neighborhood in West Baghdad. As people approached, the body exploded, according to Iraq's interior ministry. Last night, a double bombing at a market in Doura in South Baghdad killed several members of the Iraqi security forces. The violence and Iraq's political standoff have Iraqis worried about what might happen if the U.S. military dramatically reduces its presence by late summer as planned. Military officials say they're watching the security situation carefully as the drawdown proceeds. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.
Hearings continue in Washington and New Orleans today on the Gulf oil spill. Democratic Senator John Kerry and Independent Joe Lieberman introduced their climate change bill and energy bill today, and Kerry tells CBS it contains provisions to let coastal states veto offshore drilling projects. He says the investigation of the spill must be conclusive and rules effective.
We know we're going to continue to drill for some period of time, so we have to make certain we know exactly what happened in the Gulf and that we have the ability to prevent that from ever happening again.
Kerry and Lieberman have at least temporarily lost the support of Republican Richard Shelby, who has helped them craft their bill. Shelby says the oil spill is not well enough understood to quickly adopt an energy and climate bill. Kerry disagrees. Climate change specialist Stephen Schneider of Stanford University also says political delays are putting the global environment at risk.
The delay and stall that's going to go on in the U.S. is also holding back action at the world level, action that's already too late.
Kerry's office says the bill should advance quickly. 103 people are dead in the crash of a Libyan airliner on arrival at Tripoli from South Africa today. This is NPR News. A mother's touch may be as comforting as her voice. NPR's Patty Naimond reports on a study from researchers at the Wisconsin National Primate Research Center.
A mother's touch can comfort a child by releasing the brain chemical oxytocin, which reduces anxiety and evokes feelings of contentment and calm. In the study, researchers looked at what happened to 61 mothers and daughters when the children were asked to speak in front of a group, a particularly stressful task for kids. Stress was assessed by measuring certain chemicals in the saliva. The kids were then divided into three groups. One was comforted both physically and vocally by their mothers, another by voice alone, and another not at all. Researchers found that stress levels were reduced just as quickly among children comforted by voice alone as those comforted both physically and by voice. Researchers conclude that vocalization may be just as important as touch in the development of important social bonds. Patty Naimond, NPR News.
Doctors say Delaware Attorney General Beau Biden, the eldest son of Vice President Joe Biden, has suffered a mild stroke. He's now in a Philadelphia hospital after being reported into a Delaware hospital yesterday. Biden is 41, and doctors say they expect him to recover. He's reported in good spirits and talking with his family with full motor and speech skills. Conservative Party leader David Cameron is now Britain's prime minister. At age 43, the youngest in almost 200 years, and the first to lead a British coalition government since 1945. Labour Prime Minister Gordon Brown is out after an election that produced no clear winner and made the small Liberal Democrat Party a big power broker. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.